We have the incredible privilege this Shabbos of reading the Parshos of Tazria Metzora, and the Torah spends a significant amount of time talking about the Metzora, the person afflicted with Tzara'as. And although we loosely translate Tzara'as as leprosy, we know that in fact Tzara'as is not really a physical malady. Rather, it's a spiritual malady which manifests itself with physical symptoms. Tzara'as is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the individual something is broken, something is not good, you need to engage in a bit of course correction, a bit of change. So the Torah HaKadosh tells us, this is in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, an amazing statement, chapter 13, verse 3. V'ra'ah kohen es ha-nega ba'ar ha-basar, the kohen will see the nega, the affliction, in the flesh. V'se'ar ba'nega ha-fach lavan. And he sees that the hair inside of the lesion, of the Tzara'as lesion, has turned white. The Torah says, if that's the case, it is Tzara'as, v'ra'o ha-kohen b'timeoso. If the Kohen sees that the hair inside of the lesion turns white, that is a sure sign of Tzara'as. And Rabbi Yonason Eibishit Zechasadik Livrach in his Sefer Teferes Yonason asks a simple question. He says, why does the appearance of white hair automatically indicate tumah? Why does it automatically indicate ritual impurity? And Rabbi Yonason Eibishit says so beautifully. He says, Husimin Shenesyashin Hadavar, because white hair is a sign that something has become old. Kisaros Levanos Him Simani Zikna, white hairs are a sign of old age. V'lachin se'ar lavan hu simin tuma. And everyone knows that therefore, again, white hair is a sign of impurity. What is it the Teferes Yonason saying? He's saying, you know, there are many people in life who are chronologically or biologically young, but are spiritually old. What does it mean to be old, says Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz? To be old means to grow stale, to be set in your ways, to be unwilling to change. This is the way I have done it. This is the way I currently do it. And this is the way I will do it. It's worked up until now, and it's got to continue to work. That's what it means to grow old. This, your avodas Hashem, your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's old, it's stale. The way you look at yourself, it's old and stale. Your own personalistic development, old and stale. The white hair represents, again, a staleness, an oldness, an unwillingness to change. You see, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Metzora is, do you know what your problem is? You're unwilling to evolve. You're unwilling to grow. You're unwilling to revisit what you do and how you live. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and broadcasts that message to the Metzora is with the white hair. The white hair, that sign of stagnation, that sign of oldness, that lack of vitality, that's where you're holding Metzora. And that's why you're in this predicament. And the Teferes Yonason says that this is the ultimate source of tumah. You know, when we think about tumah, so we think about, again, ritual impurity, contact with a corpse, a graveyard, a cemetery. We think about, you know, a rodent. We think about all these different things with tumah. But the Teferes Yonason says, do you know what the greatest source of impurity is? The greatest source of impurity, the greatest tumah that exists, is oldness. The greatest source of tumah is an unwillingness to change, an unwillingness to grow. The greatest source of ritual impurity is getting stuck where you are, with who you are, in the way you do things, and lack a fundamental desire or engine for growth. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Al tashlichini le'is zikna. So literally it means, do not cast me away in my old age. So we normally understand this to mean that it's a supplication to God, that when I am old and when I cannot care for myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you to be there for me. And that is absolutely true. But the Baal Shem Tov says it has another dimension of meaning as well. Al tashlicheni le'is zikna means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not allow me to fall into the clutches of oldness. Don't let me fall into life zikna. Don't let me fall into the trap of complacency, of mediocrity, of white hair, of an unwillingness to grow, an unwillingness to evolve, a life stagnation. Do not let me fall into the clutches of zikna. Because the moment I fall into the clutches of old age, the moment I fall into the clutches of white hair, the moment I fall into the clutches of an unwillingness to grow, an unwillingness to evolve, is the moment that life loses all of its meaning. My dear friends, we are creatures of habit. And what we love more than anything is schedules, predictability. And a lot of times that's very good. There creates a seder, creates an order in life. But a lot of times what it also leads to is a sense of stagnation. That today will be just like yesterday. And tomorrow will be just like today. And this decade will be just like the one before it. And although there's sometimes a comfort in that predictability, there's often a tremendous amount of life stagnation as well. You know, we are living in times where our schedules have been fundamentally upended, where predictability is a thing of the past, where every day brings a brand new unknown, but it also offers us an incredible opportunity. Because any sense of yesterday or tomorrow, to a certain degree, have been taken away. And the only real option we have to manage during these times is to invent and reinvent ourselves every single day. We have the opportunity to achieve the highest levels of Tara. Because at the end of the day, if the most profound form of Tumah, of ritual impurity, is white hair, is stagnation, is an unwillingness to grow, then the highest form of spiritual purity is a willingness to evolve, a willingness to transcend our current self, a willingness to become even greater and even better. And we stand on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, again, like we say in Musaf, Roshei Chadoshim La'amcho Nasato, the most beautiful gift, the gift of a new beginning. So in a time of crisis in which we are living in, where schedules and regularity has been disrupted, Rosh Chodesh, a time of new beginnings, Parshas of Tazria Mitzora, where we are told to get rid of the white hairs, these are the days to reinvent ourselves. These are the days to become pure. How? By engaging in growth, by evolving, by changing, by shaking away the shackles of old age and getting rid of our white hair and replacing it with the vitality of youthful change, a vitality of youthful growth. May we be zoche mirtz Hashem to make this a month of personal redemption, of personal growth, of vitality, of vigor, a month of incredible tara. And mirtz Hashem in that zuchus, may we be privileged together with all of Klal Yisrael, all of humanity, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's refuah, to see His healing over the course of this month. And halavai, may be zochem mirtz Hashem that this will be the month of Gula, the month of Moshiach, mehira bi'ameinu, amen. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.